WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The International Court of Trade blocking many of President Trump's tariffs on foreign goods. A federal court saying the president overstepped his authority.
The administration says they were operating under this Emergency National Security Act, and the court says, no, you aren't. That the National Security Act was not built for something like this. It's really Congress's authority to give it to you, and you don't have it yet.
National security law and policy expert Ryan Goodman, the Trump administration quickly moving to appeal. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. will immediately begin revoking the visas of some Chinese students. China, the second largest country of origin for international students in the United States, behind only India. Elon Musk leaving his government role. He claimed he could cut $2 trillion from federal spending. That was quickly reduced to $1 trillion, then to $150 billion. Musk also criticizing the president's spending plan currently being debated in the Senate. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's day three of the nurses' strike at Meritor Hospital, and today hospital leaders will meet with union reps in an attempt to strike a deal. WKOW reports they've had more than 20 bargaining sessions so far this year. Meritor leaders say they've stayed very busy and their hundreds of traveling nurses have provided top-notch care to patients. Nurses in the union say they're not satisfied with safety, staffing, and pay accommodations.
Going on strike was not something that we wanted to do. There's plenty of us that are going to be struggling for the next couple months. And there was so many of us that were so worried about our patients. Like, we were like, but what about the patients? And we finally had to come, like, to the realization that, like, we are doing this for our patients so that they will be better off after this.
Congressman Mark Pocan and Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson joined the picket line yesterday, as did Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
You all show up when it's the worst days for many of the patients walking into this building. And so it's extremely important that we out here, because it's a matter of showing respect to all of our nurses right here in Madison. Not only do you deserve to get paid more wages to make sure you can take care of yourself, but this is also about how are we going to protect every patient that walks into every hospital.
Meritor released a statement saying, quote, during the duration of this strike, the rhetoric may lead the general public to think that we have major issues. But the reality is that while there are always improvements to make, we are running an award-winning hospital. We remain willing to work with our team members to make improvements in areas where they have voiced concerns, end quote. The nurses' strike is set to last through the weekend, and they'll have a mediator as part of today's bargaining session, hoping the two sides can come to an agreement. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers beat the Red Sox again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers have today off before going on the road to play the Phillies tomorrow night. Yesterday, another dramatic win for Milwaukee. 6-5 over the Red Sox. Caleb Durbin with two hits, three runs batted in. A sacrifice fly in the bottom of the 10th, just enough into center field so Sal Frelick could score the winning run.
Yeah, that's the goal. Try to get it deep enough. I knew their outfielders were playing pretty in. So even a low line drive, you know, hopefully gets the job done, but, you know, can't go wrong with trying to get it, you know, deep in the air.
NFL Packers OTAs wide receiver Jaden Reed asked if it was true his agent Drew Rosenhaus called the Packers after they drafted a wide receiver, Matthew Golden, in the first round.
A lot of people misinterpreted that. Like, I hired a new agent, and we talked about it before even the draft, really, that he said that he was going to talk to the front office and everybody here to, you know, just catch up and make sure everybody on the same page.
That's Packers receiver Jaden Reed with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not a bad-looking Thursday with a mix of clouds and sun. High temperatures near 70 degrees. Spotty shower possible in the afternoon. For tonight, partly cloudy skies with a low near 52. On Friday, warmer, highs near 80. Here too, a spotty shower or storm possible. Right now, it's 51.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong, they tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwalbe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome back comedian singer Rob Perivonian and Milwaukee-based actor Rob Martin, and I talk about our favorite movie gangsters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Like a fine wine aged to perfection, until the bottle shatters against the rocks of history. Two ancient warriors of radio broadcasting take to the airwaves of Madison for anyone brave enough to listen to the unvarnished truth, or something like that. It's John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the Morning. It's a tariff-free show this morning.
It is.
Thank God a judge ruled that the Trump tariffs are illegal, and he's not able to do those things.
I think there were three judges involved in this.
So
trifecta.
So the tariff has been lifted on the John and Gordy show.
Thank goodness.
Finally, once and for all.
Good. Good. No taxes all right. Here.
Yeah. This is great. I feel free.
Me too. Yeah. Good morning. Happy Thursday.
Yeah.
It's cloudy outside again.
Kind yeah.
of dreary out there. Yeah.
Now, wasn't it supposed to improve? Brittany told us it's more toward the weekend, right? Maybe Friday and Saturday, I suppose. Right?
Yes. All right. It's going to get better.
Sunset tonight is at 8:29.
Well, yeah,
I'm sorry to interrupt you, man. It's so important to let everybody know.
Thank God.
8:29.
Good.
Yeah.
What time is what time was sunrise this morning? Is it already up there somewhere?
No. Yeah, it's 5:22.
Okay.
That's when the sun rose. Now let me get to the weather forecast. Okay. The official WMDX weather watch.
Yes.
And that
what's
that means it's got to be believed here.
Sure. We're, oh, what is it?
Face,
what's the afternoon
the
high?
Face refreshed. Hold on.
Okay. What are you going to
50
learn how to run
degrees
that
currently
damn thing.
High of 70. I got to learn how to
high
work
70.
This watch.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, so you're saying a high of 70 or the Samsung WNDO
the official watch. Weather watch of the show.
Good.
I'm waiting 70. For a check from them soon.
Yeah, I'll keep waiting.
Yeah.
Well, let's check the bar dice. We have
the bar
dice.
The bar dice is a good thing to check.
Let's see. Can we do the bar dice there?
All right, there we go. Ooh, that's
okay.
Nice.
Oh. Remember. Oh, well, there's a 6 and a 7. Didn't know there was. Could do a 7, but... 6 and a 7, so I guess 67 or 76.
Have you ever played like a role-playing game, Gordy, where they've got all of these different number-sided die, like dice?
Yeah, they
okay.
Have those.
Like,
yeah.
Like instead of a regular D6, a 6-sided die,
yeah,
you've
yeah.
got like 8-sided or 10-sided or 20-sided dice.
I've seen those, yes,
maybe.
But I've never...
Is
yeah.
that what we got in the
you know what? Maybe
what are you asking
here?
Me for? You
maybe
came
have,
up with the bar dice.
That's
Dom
right.
was the one who rolled them today.
That's right. We we have role playing dice. Okay, there we go.
Good
officially.
Okay. A little bit later on, we'll be talking to Jim Santel, our attorney at law.
Yes, we will.
We've got some legal things we need to straighten out with him.
Boy, do we. You know, just ruling the fact that these tariffs were all illegal, almost all of them.
Right.
Yeah. Individual ones like on vehicles or whatever.
But of course,
those are in place.
The Trump administration's already saying they're appealing all of this.
Of course they are.
They've already put that out. Yeah. So that means they're not going to change anything.
What else would a dictator say?
Of course. You know? Yeah.
Not
so
giving
that's
up
happening.
His power. I know.
And we were going to talk to Tim Slecker, but he's got
moving. He's pretty busy. It's a tough time for him
He bought a new house.
He feels bad about having inspired me to go on to pursue a career in teaching. He can't show his face around here anymore.
Really?
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Are you guilt tripping him now that you've join the teaching profession?
I am not doing anything in particular, Gordy. I don't know what he's feeling.
Okay.
But we do have a lot of the stories we were going to cover with Tim Slecker, and we'll be talking about those educational stories, not from educators.
Okay. All right. Well, good. We'll get to that in a little while. Are we ready to check the calendar and the
We don't really want to check the calendar. But what are we missing, though?
Well, I can't tell you because I don't have it dialed up here yet. But we do have birthdays and what happened on this day in history, I think.
Gordy, was this all a ploy just to get rid of the Jeopardy theme and the guessing game that we used to play?
Yes.
Did you get sick of hearing that every single day?
Well, I got tired of it just from the game itself on TV.
My parents are like the biggest fans of Jeopardy. I don't know what is up with them.
Yeah, I don't know.
Watch it almost every day.
I don't know.
I watch it a lot, yeah.
Yeah?
No, it's great.
I was going to say,
it's very challenging.
It's a sign of senility.
My grandparents' favorite game show was Wheel of Fortune. That's what they did to pass the time in retirement.
You're too young to remember Concentration.
Yeah,
remember that game?
Yeah.
That was a very odd game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
All you got were pieces of a puzzle on a game show or on a board, and they had to try to figure out what the phrase was that the puzzle was indicating. It was really mind-blowing game and really difficult.
What was the devil one? Wasn't there
I don't remember.
Some kind of evil game show?
Are you talking Press Your Luck? The whammies?
No. But I thought it was going to be kind of fun having the game show channel.
Yeah.
Do they have that anymore, the game show channel?
I think they have that. Yeah. I haven't seen it, though, lately. Yeah, maybe they got rid of it.
Sam's nodding his head yes.
They do?
Oh, they do. Okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. They have all those old games over there. Yeah. Okay.
As long as they don't have Queen for a Day on there. Wow. That was the biggest mistake ever.
That was such a
bizarre
show.
That was ours for a long time.
Should go on YouTube and see if we can find some Queen of the Day stuff. People come on and tell their sob stories and just
three
mothers, contestants. Yeah.
Three moms.
Yeah.
Telling how horrible their lives are and how bad things turned out for them.
Destitute they are.
And you were supposed to pick the one that you felt more sorry for. and the losers, of course, went on to have even a worse day.
Yeah, your story was really sad, but it wasn't sad enough. Yeah. So, you know, here's $25 and a bus ticket home. Yeah, that was it. But the winner would get a crown,
a car,
and she got to walk around.
New kitchen.
You know, queen for the day. Yeah. Brand new kitchen with appliances and all that stuff. Yeah, it was quite a concept. Okay, well, what are we doing here? So if we were going to do the National Day Calendar.
Yes, if we wanted to do it, we would
know that it was National Paperclip Day. Oh. That's the big standout day today.
We finally got paperclips in the studio here.
Mm. Oh, yeah, we do. Chris from Janesville is texting us this morning. You can call us or text us, 608-879-8255, or do it the easy way on the Civic Media app. The devil was on a card game. They would spin the reel. It has three cards.
Okay.
What was that?
Yeah.
Which game was that? The devil.
Oh, you're trying to come up with the name of that show.
Okay. Thank you, Chris. Okay. Maybe we'll get some more information. So there's really nothing happening on the National Day Calendar anyway. So let's, well, How would you pronounce this one?
You wouldn't know how to say that. That's
National
Coco-Vinde.
Some sort of dish.
Coco-Vinde.
Going back to paperclip day, you ever hear the story about the guy who he got a paperclip and he like traded it all the way up to like trading a house traded this paperclip for a series of like successively like better trades. Like he traded it for string and then a stapler and then whatever on and on and up.
Kept trading up.
Yeah. Until he traded it for a house. Have you ever heard about this
guy?
I don't believe that.
No, that sounds good.
There's a Wikipedia page for it. Dom just pulled it up. Oh. One red paperclip.
Really?
It's a website created by Canadian blogger Kyle McDonald, who traded his way from a single red paperclip to a house in a series of 14 online trades.
That's incredible.
Why don't I do that?
Why don't you do
that? I'm looking for a place to live. Within a year, I could get a house just like Kyle McDonald.
Okay.
Yeah, it started off with, paperclip, and then went to a doorknob, and then went to a camp stove, and then a Honda generator.
sounds like the stuff that Sam collects.
Okay, where'd it go from there? Go up the line.
And then after that, it was a Budweiser sign, it looks like. And then a Ski-Doo snowmobile.
Oh, was a big jump.
And then a box truck.
Wow.
Then it just keeps going.
A recording contract.
Motorized snow globe. I mean, there's so much stuff here.
Motorized snow globe.
I don't even know what that means, but
must have been a collectible.
Well, that's one of those
automatically.
Oh yeah.
Spins the snow in the snow globe.
Wow.
Sounds very Midwestern, doesn't it?
It does.
The first trade a paperclip for a doorknob. That was the first step up.
Big trade up. You knew you were.
What do you
get
for a doorknob?
You knew you were onto something.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Anything happened on this date in history since really nothing happening?
Is there anything going on?
Day of calendar.
There was actually.
Either of you have anything?
Yeah. Did you know 1848, Wisconsin becomes the 30th state in the U.S.?
That's not a big deal. Okay, let's move on.
30th, okay.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, Wisconsin's old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 1919, Charles Streit files a patent for an automatic pop-up toaster. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's nice.
I need one of those for my apartment.
You don't have a toaster?
Either of you ever...
I don't have a toaster.
They're not really
essential. I should get one for you as a housewarming gift or something. Did you ever use one of those like antique toasters where like you'd lean the bread against a stove burner?
Yeah.
Catches your house on fire.
Exactly. Well, it looks very dangerous.
Don't they have? Well, there's one side that folds up, right? It folds the bread onto the heating element. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are kind of crazy, aren't they? But I just want to mention, in Wisconsin becoming the 30th state back in 1848. 1849, they banned abortion.
Is that right?
And the Republicans want to stick with that before women had the right to vote.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Okay. Thank you for pointing that out.
Well,
okay.
Who am I?
Anything else?
I'll just sit back here.
You're fine. Yeah, it's all good. Anything else there, Dom? Hello.
The World War II Memorial is dedicated. Sorry, still new to this.
I thought you dozed off for a second there.
Okay. The World War II Memorial is dedicated in Washington, D.C. in 2004. So that was
2004?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
Pretty late.
Why did that take so long?
I don't know.
Okay.
In 2025, Trump took over the World War II Memorial.
Yeah, put his big face
chairman.
On it. Yeah.
And then, so you're talking about birthdays. 1972, Laverne Cox, don't know if I'm saying that right.
Laverne,
that's what it is. Laverne Cox. Mm-hmm. And then 1961.
I don't know who that. Who is that? Anybody?
She's a songwriter. She's a prominent African American songwriter.
Okay.
And then in 1961, we got Melissa Etheridge.
Sure. Okay.
And then in 1917, John F. Kennedy was born.
Okay. Wow. All right.
There we go.
Good lineup of birthdays.
There
we
go.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see.
What?
Our birthdays are coming up pretty soon.
They are, yeah.
It won't be too long.
July.
Yep. Okay. Well.
Well, no one's going to care. Oh, here it is.
What?
Joker's Wild.
Oh, the Joker's Wild, 70s game show. Yeah, that was the one with the devil on it every once in a while. The devil would pop up
that's
and
what I was
lose all
of.
Your money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
A game show with the devil on it.
Mm-hmm.
Who would have thought?
All right. Coming up, we will get into some education talk and some news. And we, in our next hour, Jim Santel, attorney at law, mm-hmm. will join us. It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the morning for a Thursday. Glad you're with us. Stay right there.
A new choice. Madison's real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, at the end of the day, everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? It's not rocket science. You don't need a physics genius to make you a futuristic space bed. You just need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. And you might even be surprised to learn that that someone could be living right next door. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
Buying a home is kind of like eating pistachios. Some are easy to open, some take a little work, and every once in a while, you get a tough one that makes you question your life choices. That's where we come in. At Aaron Weber Group, we crack open the market and find you the perfect home. Whether you're looking for a cozy starter home or a mansion with a snack pantry big enough for a lifetime supply of pistachios, we've got you covered. Call Aaron Weber Group at Powered by Compass today. We'll help you find a home that's nothing but perfect.
NBL Transportation, reliable and on time. Madison's non-emergency medical transportation company is affordable and accepts insurance. Call 608-774-9715 or visit mbltransports.com to schedule your next ride.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's east side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Ever feel overwhelmed trying to figure out what your dog really needs? Don't worry. At Serenity Pet Spa, we know before you do. Our expert groomers understand every coat type, every breed, and every unique personality. Whether it's a high-energy puppy or a nervous senior, we tailor every groom to keep them healthy, happy, and looking their best. Trust the pros so you can focus on loving your pet. Book your appointment today at Serenity Pet Spa, where grooming meets expertise.
Destination marketing organizations are working to ensure Wisconsin tourism is stronger than ever. Their work boosts Wisconsin's economy, supports jobs, and improves our residents' quality of life. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A big, beautiful bill. Man, they are so proud of that name. They can't stop saying it on social media. They officially gave the bill that name, and I get it. I'm a huge fan of alliteration myself. I think the repeated Bs give it a certain je ne sais quoi. But if we're going to be repeating Bs, I actually think we could have gone even further with it and been more descriptive as to what this bill really is. I would have gone with something like a budgetary boon for billionaires, or a brutal butchering of benefits for the bottom bracket, or maybe a blight on the biosphere for our barren buddies' bottom lines.
I guess I'm just bedeviled by this blunderbuss of a budget bill which bears the blatant branding of all the back-scratching backdoor billionaire buy-ins that broker tax breaks for big business while ballooning the budget, blowing up bipartisan breakthroughs, and bankrupting the already broke. But hey, you can bet your bottom Bitcoin there'll be a backlash back home for all these billionaire bootlickers, so buckle in, bitches!
There you go.
Bootlickers.
It's a big bet bill.
Was that a,
that was just
web...
It was wisdom. Wet wisdom, yes.
I love that stuff.
A random thing from the internet.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah.
WMDX 92.7, this is John and Gordy in the morning.
It is 6:23, it's cloudy, it's kind of cool, 49 degrees, highs close to 70 today.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll see a little bit of sunshine along the way. Checking with Brittany Merlot in a little while.
Boy, some crazy stuff. You know, we're going to take a look at the headlines in this particular part of the show.
Right.
And there's a real big one, and it's amazing because the person who heads up the department is a female, and she's going after female businesses or, you know, minority businesses.
Well, who
in this case?
Which department are we talking about?
We're talking about the Justice Department.
Okay. Pam Bondi.
Pam Bondi.
Okay. Yeah.
I really cannot take Pam Bondi at all. I mean, she is such a sycophant that it's just hard for me to look at a person like this in charge of anything.
That's why she got hired.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the Justice Department has decided to reevaluate its position on the Transportation Department's program that has carved out an estimated $37 billion for minority and women-owned businesses. They say it violates the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution. Man, we've been doing this for a long time. You know, maybe the Supreme Court justices who are now making decisions based on history, let's go back in history and see if this is a well-accepted norm now. Huh? Maybe that is one way to protect these small businesses and women-owned businesses.
Right. Yeah.
But anyway, that's my... I'm just trying to help.
Well, Pam Bondi needs all the help she can
get. Now she is going to go out and destroy women-owned businesses, or at least the proliferation of women-owned businesses. In a settlement that they want to put in place is the Disadvantaged Business Enterprise Program will be prohibited from awarding contracts based on race and sex, effectively ending its founding mission. So anything is horrible and just really unconstitutional as the Disadvantaged Business Enterprise Program.
Wow.
I'm sure, you know, I'm really glad they're on top of this, and they're certainly protecting all of us white people, to make sure that, you know, that money doesn't go to other people, right? It should only go, I mean, the problem with the ending DEI is it essentially takes the money that we were helping everybody with.
Right.
It, you know, this is just a program. This is just a percentage, you know, $37 billion was, you know, put aside to help these businesses out. There's a whole other side that are helping other businesses, businesses, big corporations.
Yeah, small business administration. So, I mean, the list goes on and on.
There you go.
I mean, the thing that gets me with all of those kind of deals is they're helping the economy. They're helping the grassroots of the economy. It's going right back into the economy.
Right.
That money is going to build businesses, jobs, you know, the whole bit. But no, let's just cut that stuff out.
Isn't that amazing?
we don't want to help anybody.
It's incredibly short-sighted. Almost everything they're doing at this point, destroying all businesses and all possibilities of people starting their own businesses, of that now is essentially being put aside.
Yeah, right out the window.
And all of this will, you know, obviously affect us in maybe a year or two or three.
Time to move business underground, John.
There you go. The underground economy.
Say? Yeah.
Let's go for that.
Black market.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now that they have Bitcoin, we can pay for that.
Okay. Yeah. We're all going to Bitcoin now, right?
Yeah.
We're going to be crypto. Everybody
crypto.
Get into it.
Yeah.
We're going to support that. Now, did you hear this? Musk is out. He's out.
He's been out for about a month or so, but
he's made it official. Yeah. His time with the Trump administration has come to an end.
Boy.
And he doesn't like the big bad bill, by the
way. He does not.
Yeah, it's not cutting
it
out enough.
Enough.
Yeah, that's why he's leaving.
Nazi is leaving.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I think the rest of the cabinet kind of got sick of him, too, getting all the spotlight, getting all the headlines. Maybe Trump is a little sick of him.
You know, for some reason, it just seems really unfair that a billionaire, one of the richest people in the entire globe,
is
saying that we don't need any of the support, any of the help, spending money on the public. Mm. We don't need a civil society anymore. We just need everybody living out on their own and fessing for themselves and, you know, repairing the road in front of their house or maybe filtering the water into their home so they don't have poisonous toxins. You know, we're on our own. That's it.
Yeah. Well, AI is going to take care of everything else.
Oh, yeah,
AI is
going to.
Yeah, that's the solution.
It's going to think for us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
why not?
Got an AI story kind of coming up. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
In the educational part of our show.
How are we doing with that so far? Tim Slecker couldn't be here today, so we're filling
out
in.
Wrong.
Yeah.
We're really trying to educate you all the way through the show.
Of course we are. That's what we do, educate and inform. And try to entertain.
Thank you.
And inspire.
Yes.
That's what it's all about. 6:29, something like that. When we come back, Idiocracy, right here on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
So spring planting is quickly drawing to a close. Now our attention focuses in on controlling insects and weeds. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And judging by some of the insect reports that we're seeing from across Wisconsin, pesticide applications have to come into play very, very quickly. Jordan Campa, interim manager of the Pesticide Applicator Training Program through UW-Madison's Division of Extension, says priority number one when you're handling those chemicals, be careful.
I know that farmers are out there traveling around with pesticides in their vehicles. And so in trainings, we do like to talk about how to transport pesticides and making sure that people are not putting the pesticide containers with active ingredient in the cab with them, keeping those pesticides away from them. But then also thinking through, if you're going to be out applying a product and you're not going to be close to running water, have a jug of water with you in case you get something spilt on you so that you have the capacity to clean yourself off right away so that it's not festering and you're not going to have to go out and seek medical attention.
Jordan Campa, the interim manager of the Pesticide Applicator Training Program in Wisconsin. By the way, if you're curious about insect activity right now around the state, excellent video up at badgercropnetwork.com showing how healthy the cutworm and armyworm populations are, specifically in Rockin' Green County. Markets are next.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Mmm, pancakes, potatoes, sausage, eggs, oh my. Come hungry to the Marquette County June Dairy Breakfast on Sunday, June 8th at Slowey Farms on Evergreen Avenue in Westfield. In addition to breakfast, enjoy live music, farm tours, a petting zoo, and kid games. You can also try your luck at bingo. Breakfast and activities start at 7 a.m. at Slowey Farms on Evergreen Avenue in Westfield on June 8th. For full event details, see our event on Facebook.
Yesterday, the barrel cheese was unchanged. 40-pound block cheese gained 3 to 195. AA butter was up a half a cent, 252 and a half per pound. This morning, we've got December corn down a penny at 443. November beans are up 4 at 1041. July wheat's unchanged. Currently, the June Class 3 milk that goes into cheese, down a penny, 1934 a hundredweight. That's a quick snapshot on farm markets on a Thursday morning. I am Pam Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not a bad-looking Thursday with a mix of clouds and sun. High temperatures near 70 degrees. Spotty shower possible in the afternoon. For tonight, partly cloudy skies with a low near 52. On Friday, warmer, highs near 80. Here too, a spotty shower or storm possible. Right now, it's 51.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 Mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Lieutenant Governor of Wisconsin, Sarah Rodriguez, joins us to talk about the state budget going through joint finance and another compelling edition of What's Worse. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. Until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
Yeah. We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
We're trying to sort through the idiocracy here. Give you the best of idiocracy. There's so much of it.
Yeah.
Every day we have more and more and more. It looks like it's getting darker.
What?
Up to the east there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The clouds are gathering overhead.
In. Yeah.
Right over our station. Hope that's not a bad sign. Who knows?
Yeah. Must not like the stories we've covered so far.
Okay. It's 6:36. It is cloudy. Yeah. Maybe some sunshine later, but not right now, anyway. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. You can check them out at madisonhearingaidcenter.com. They offer passion over profit. They're driven for a passion for helping people, not just selling hearing aids. They offer fast and flexible appointments, family-owned, and they are helping people change their lives with improving the quality of life through better hearing. Conveniently located at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Go to madisonhearingaidcenter.com. They offer a free hearing test right there on their website, and that'll get you started, and you can make an appointment. madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Jim and Sarah do a terrific job there.
They have quite a selection of hearing aids. They're very small now and high tech, you know.
Yeah,
they've got Bluetooth, of course, and AI. So we're walking around. We're Android robots.
That's it. We are.
You've been assimilated into the Borg.
We are into the Borg.
Yeah, they should certainly make a hearing aid that looks like the Borg attachment to the side of your face.
Well, we'll have to ask Jim and Sarah about that. Maybe we can get our customized hearing aid
maybe
device.
Maybe one of the manufacturers makes something like that. That'd
be kind of cool.
The Borg hearing aid.
If they haven't, we should latch on to that. The John and Gordy Borg hearing aid devices at a special discount.
Yes, latch on to that idea.
Half of our faces on either side. Okay.
All right. And a big tip of the hat to Dee in Janesville. She said that Musk is planted as people. More to come, in my opinion, she says. And
well, that's the truth,
but
isn't it?
But that is true. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of these people with the Doge have actually been hired in each one of the departments now to keep track and make sure that everybody's doing the right thing. You know, I was thinking about that. I know, right? This is crazy stuff, right? I mean, we're talking about fraud, right? And they always come up with the statistics for fraud.
Right.
And a lot of times they say, well, you know, fraud exists in this certain department by 28%. There's 28% fraud in this department. I'm thinking to myself, sure. And yesterday I was thinking this, well, wait, how do we know it's 28%? How do we come up with that number?
Right.
It's not just fabricated, you know, well, I think it's 28%. No. They've actually discovered fraud.
Have they?
Yeah. So the whole point here, Doge is, of course, out there trying to discover fraud. So they come up with a statistic, not Doge, but, you know, the departments have their own statistics. They have their own auditors to find all the fraud. They say it's 28% or 10% or 4%. And that's because they've caught the fraud. They've taken care of it. It's no problem.
Yeah. They all have auditors, like you say, and solicitor generals. That's what that's why they have those guys.
Exactly. And it kind of neutralizes any effect that Doge might have had.
Right.
There was really no reason for them. All it did was carry out Project 2025, and that is to completely take over the government and put all of the government departments under the purview of the president.
Right.
That's
under
it.
Trump.
That's what they wanted to do.
Yeah. Disassemble the different government government agencies and have Trump put in charge of all of it.
Yeah.
It's all his.
In fact, I've got a story in it coming up a little bit later on, and it is, what is it called? Oh, it's called the fourth pillar. We're going to get to that story next hour.
The fourth pillar.
Yeah, the fourth pillar. That's what they called it. And I didn't know this. We covered Project 2025 extensively on this program,
right?
And I didn't hear about the fourth pillar, but that is what is going on with Doge. They were part of the fourth pillar to get rid of all of the departments and put them under Trump.
Why is it the fourth pillar? Why isn't it the, you know?
I don't know.
What are the other three pillars? Is that the,
that's a good question.
Is that, okay.
What? What were you going to say?
I was going to say, Is it the executive is one pillar, and then the legislature is
another
pillar?
No, I think they've neutralized the legislature at this point, too.
The other one is the Justice Department? That has nothing to do with it.
But anyway,
why would it be a pillar anyway?
We'll get into it next hour. Maybe we'll find out.
You're just not an appreciator of architecture, Gordy. Pillars are very aesthetic, you know.
I'm more into the Frank Lloyd Wright architecture. Oh. Yeah. I don't think he used pillars very much.
That's right. Yes, it's
phased out
arches
pillar.
And curves and stuff.
Right.
It's part of the architecture that Trump wants to put in all the federal buildings. Right.
Okay.
Right.
Sure.
Well, mostly they're pillars. What is that architecture called? I'm phasing out now.
Like Roman architecture. I don't know if that's the actual name for it.
Yeah.
Classical. That's it.
That's a classical, right? Yeah. The kind of stuff they had in the South.
Okay.
The pillars.
Right.
Wonderful. All right. Hey, how about I want to add something to something I talked about last hour, and that is Pam Bondi going after the Disadvantaged Business Enterprise Program that distributed money to minority businesses and women's businesses. And I mentioned kind of a reference that, you know, just off the top of my head, but now it's actually a thing.
Mm-hmm.
This program was funded by the government, but administered by the states. And get this, according to this story, the federal government can earmark at least 10% of funds allocated for transportation infrastructure to women and minority-owned contract firms. So it's just a mere 10%. 90% goes to all the white businesses out there doing stuff for the transportation department, but they just earmark 10% to go and help. That's all it is.
Mm.
It's not discrimination in any way, shape, or form. 10%? Come on.
All right.
And they're going to get rid of that now. This DEI thing is...
it's out of control.
It's kind of a...
Slashing,
it's
burning.
Kind of an illegal way to put racism back into the country.
Mm.
All right. Anyway, let's get into a little bit of education here from two uneducated people.
Filling in for Tim Slecker today.
Yeah, I wish I knew. What is it they say? What is their little
educated
slogan?
Educators talking education?
That's it.
Yeah. Very good,
Sam. You guys are both college dropouts, technically, right?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
You guys are the perfect ones to talk about education.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
And anyway, you're about to become an educator.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's your last day. We should point out, tomorrow's your last day.
That's right. Yes, yes.
Episode number 400 of The John and Gordy Show.
Thereabouts.
Sam leaves The John and Gordy Show.
What do you mean, thereabouts? You said it was going to be episode 400, right?
Well, we've had so many shows that we, like, compiled or prepared stuff in advance.
It all counts. It all counts.
Yeah, so the count is right around 400. I may have
right around.
You try counting to 400 over the course of a year and a half, Gordy.
Look at how he's turning on us now. last day.
There's a reason.
Got one
that,
foot out the door.
There's a reason I'm not becoming a math teacher, right?
Okay.
Well, you were so matter of fact about the number. Now I'm disappointed. I think it's around 400. Well, you know what? I'll take that.
I'll take it. That's fine.
Yeah. I'll take it.
What do you want to have happen tomorrow on your last day?
Well,
you want to sit back and let Dom run the show? Just relax? Or do you want to, you want to have some breakfast here?
I was joking in the break right beforehand. I was going to bring in a hot plate and like fry up some pancakes. Instead of us going to Short Stack, I'll bring Short Stack to us, right?
Oh, well. Why not?
And I also thought about bringing this back quite a while ago. It was after the WBAs last year.
Right.
Because I gave you guys a couple of congratulations gifts. Gordy, gave me an 8-track player that a half broken 8-track player found at an antique store.
Yes.
I just came across another one. I thought I could give it back to you as a sort of white elephant gift.
Oh, that's great.
Now, you didn't tell the rest of the story. You actually ended up giving that 8-track player to somebody else.
But I didn't have any 8-tracks to play.
He regifted it.
It was just sitting around, so I dropped it off at Goodwill one day.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Well, it's back there.
And then after the show, we're all going to go out and get snot-slinging drunk, right?
Oh, boy.
Is that the plan?
Well, that sounds like a great... Okay. I think only on one occasion have I ever day drunk, and that sounds like a great way to end the show.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's what...
No, that's not going to happen.
No?
No, I can't handle it.
Okay.
But go ahead,
All right.
Tear the town apart, man.
Okay.
Okay. Doug in St. Francis has contributed a little bit here to the show, a little bit, and I'm emphasized a little. College dropouts and radio. Now there's a story.
All right. Oh, so true. Hey, let's go to the phone lines. They're open right now. If you want to get in on the action,
I've got
this
big story here. Well, okay, Mark, go ahead. What do you got for us today?
Yeah, with your discussion about how Doge is going after fraud, it sure seems kind of ironic with Trump probably pardoning all these fraudsters, but the one guy that didn't submit like $44 million of his employees' taxes to the federal government, and now the Chrisleys with their massive frauds, too, and apparently those people are going to have to pay restitution for the crimes they committed, and for the people, that medical guy didn't submit that with the doctors and nurses and working for him.
Yeah.
I mean, that he's not only defrauded them, but he defrauded the American taxpayers. But Trump is saying, oh, that's okay. He gets $1 million from the guy's mommy, and that guy gets away with not having to, reimburse the taxpayers.
Right.
So what happens to the money those people thought they were kicking in for their Social Security and Medicare, and that money just evaporated? Do their accounts get credited for that, or are they SOL?
Well, this is all because Biden weaponized the Justice Department, as you might remember. And this is all based on that.
Trump,
this is all based on that. These are all people that supported Trump that got these pardons.
Funny how that works.
I have an entire list here I was going to read. And I'm glad, Mark, you brought this up because, the pardon of Scott Jenkins, the former sheriff who was convicted of accepting more than $75,000 in bribes in exchange for appointing individuals as auxiliary deputies. And that means that they, can get through lines easier and faster and say, I'm a deputy, I'm here to investigate, and they can get right in, all that kind of stuff. That's good.
Good for them.
That's good for Trump.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Mark, thanks for that call.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right.
Appreciate it. 608-879-8255. 608-879-TALK, or get a hold of us on the Civic Media app.
Party. Okay. Party at Gordy's Gazebo.
Oh, that's according to my neighbors.
Yeah.
Party for Sam at the Gazebo. We could do that. Go over there after the show. Why not?
All right. Now, here's
just
something.
Just got a minute left here.
Just a minute?
Yeah.
He pardoned Paul Walczak, a former nursing home executive convicted of misappropriating about $10 billion in employment taxes for personal luxury spending.
Wow.
I can see why
he
got a pardon.
The list goes on and on and on. We'll get to more of that coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Hail, hail, rock and roll. Deliver me from the days of old. The drums loud and bold. Rock, rock, rock and roll. Feeling is there, body and soul.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Chad Spade for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
The Dane County Humane Society offers programs for humans of all ages.
Oh, wow.
For kids, there's Camp Paw Print, Scout Workshops, After Dark, and the new Camp Wildside. They also offer field trips, birthday parties, service days, and their new Paws and Pages reading program. Learn more at giveshelter.org/education.
It's patio time in Madison. Let's head to the Lazy Elf Lounge. Kick off spring with a cold one with friends on the Lazy Elf patio. During Milwaukee baseball games, get half off of wing baskets. Plus, the Lazy Elf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyElfLounge.com.
It's your girl, Brandi Grayson, the hostess with the mostest of the Black Convergence Show. And I'm inviting you to the Black Brilliance Gala, hosted by Urban Triage on Saturday, May 31st at the Overture Center for the Arts. Join us for an elegant night celebrating unsung heroes. For ticket information and to learn about sponsorship opportunities, please visit us at urbantriage.org. That's urbantriage.org.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning.
It is 6:52. It's cloudy to start things out. We'll see a little bit of sunshine along the way. Currently 49 degrees, highs close to 70. This portion of John and Gordy in the morning brought to you by Verlo Mattress, where you can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since 1958. Some things have remained constant, though, throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct to consumer and providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress. Two Madison locations, east and west, and verlo.com. John, I want to remind everybody that they can get the newsletter right from WMDX Radio. You Fantastic. Go to WMDXRadio.com. Comes out every Thursday, so if you would like to find out what's going on behind the scenes here and around town, get the WMDX newsletter. Go to our website, WMDXRadio.com.
All right. That sounds fantastic.
You've had your eyes glued to the TV almost this whole time, John. What are you looking at?
I was looking at an avalanche in the Swiss Alps.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
Wiped out a town.
Buried an entire town.
Buried a town in a valley. Yeah.
The surprising thing is One person is missing.
One.
Not a lot of people in that town.
Not a big population there, but.
No. Apparently not.
I didn't see pictures of it, but I heard, because it's the Swiss Alps, they have cattle there. I heard that they airlifted the cows out of there because they evacuated everybody. They knew that was probably going to happen.
Yeah.
I wonder where that one guy is. The town was pretty small. So if they evacuated everybody beforehand, where'd he go?
Yeah.
There was roughly about 300 residents, too.
Really?
So only one missing?
That's pretty darn good.
Yeah. Except for that guy.
Yeah.
It sucks for that guy.
The other big story that we could have probably mentioned tomorrow. Anyway, we're going to mention it today, and that is Trump canceled the contract with Moderna, who was developing a vaccine for the bird flu, which would help a lot of farmers. I mean, they could certainly inoculate their cattle.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be hard to do with chickens. But, that would be a job I would not want to have, vaccinating each and every chicken. Anyway, they do have a bird flu vaccine in development, Moderna, and they're going to continue that research.
Are they?
Yeah, because they had some very successful preliminary results, and they think that they're onto this. And what a time for the Trump administration to withdraw funding.
Just pull the rug out from under him?
I don't know. You know, it's whatever he feels like doing at the time.
Yeah. Right?
You see that the CDC, courtesy of RFK, has now rescinded their recommendation for pregnant women and I think children? I forget what the second group is.
I think.
For getting the COVID vaccine.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I was at the doctor. I got two vaccines, actually. One was a COVID booster. The other one was tetanus because it's been 13 years since I had one last. But my arm is mighty sore, but
it's still good to get them. At least you're protected now.
Well, yeah, it's funny because I think it was Newsmax or one of the alternative news stations had a big rant about how ridiculous it is to get a vaccine for tetanus.
I'm
thinking, that's not something you
want
to get.
Do they want lockjaw?
Do they want to be able
to not eat food?
Yeah, it affects your joints severely.
Yeah, you get froze up. You can't move then.
So it would be nice to get tetanus.
Everyone has to experience it at some point, John, right?
Got to get that tetanus shot once every 10 years, whether you want it or not.
Now, Aaron Ruper is a reporter. He posts a lot on X, and he posted a poster picture that Trump posted, and he said, "Normal stuff." And the poster basically is Trump walking down a darkened street with the lights shining glossily off the streets, and it's Trump, and it's saying he's on a mission from God, and nothing can stop what is coming. That is a post from Trump.
Is it really?
Yes.
Are we sure about that, or is that made up?
He wouldn't have posted it if it was. This was an actual post from
real.
Trump. So
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, we were going to talk about AI a little bit earlier, and I thought this was – I wanted to get Tim Slecker's point of view on this because he talks about AI all the time, you know, in a way that, you know, we should kind of accept it, but accept it in the best way possible and try to at least regulate it a little bit to prevent abuses. But anyway, this is from the co-founder of Google. He says AI works better when you threaten it with – physical violence.
What?
This is what he said. It works better. He said the word he or the phrase he uses, I'm going to kidnap you. And that works. It forces AI to do what you want it to do.
Who says this?
This is the co-founder of Google. He should know.
You're kidding.
It's like people's resumes who say that they work well under pressure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
AI works with threats
so that's,
of violence. Okay.
Exactly.
Want to try that.
You know, that kind of suggests that maybe AI has a conscience of some sort or some kind of an emotional insecurity. I don't want to see that. All right. We've got a few responses here, don't we?
We've got some texts coming in.
All right, let's go to those.
608-879-8255.
We'll go over the hour a little bit here. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
College dropout career trajectory steers John and Gordy to ultimately become the carnival barkers of the progressive radio circus. Proof, we don't need universities. There you go.
Thank you,
Robert
Doug.
And McFarland, okay. At a White House press briefing Wednesday, Trump was asked about a new term circulating, and that is called the taco trade.
Oh, yeah.
Which stands for Trump Always Chickens Out, the acronym.
Right. And he's not happy.
By the way, I have that clip where the reporter, I have to say, this reporter had guts.
Yes.
To bring up the taco phrase.
Right to Trump's face. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll
of
have
course,
that.
He lashed out. He lashed out at that. Yeah.
Of course he did.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it stands for Trump Always Chickens Out. Yeah. He heard about it.
And then, of course,
he's not happy.
Then what's circulating out of Saturday Night Live a bit that Trump did dressed as a chicken, selling Trump chicken.
Oh, boy. All right. Coming up in our next hour, we'll check in with Brittany Merlot and a lot more.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The International Court of Trade blocking most of President Trump's sweeping tariffs, ruling that he overstepped his authority by invoking emergency powers, the administration moving to appeal. Secretary of State Marco Rubio announcing that the U.S. is directing embassies worldwide to pause the issuance of student visas until social media screenings of applicants can be enhanced. Elon Musk is no longer associated with the U.S. government. Here's ABC's Perry Russum.
Trump advisor Elon Musk has announced his scheduled departure from the Trump administration after leading the Department of Government Efficiency. Musk saying the DOGE mission will only strengthen over time as it becomes a way of life throughout the government. But it comes after Musk publicly criticized Trump's so-called